The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our audio press release solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled M&A Activity Picks Up in F&B Sectors, Including Functional Water Assets Space. After a sluggish start to 2020, merger and acquisition activity in the food and beverage industries survived COVID-19 and picked up in H2, with 136 of the year's 222 transactions closing after June of last year. Total transaction value for the year was $13.8 billion, only slightly lower than 2019. Despite the lingering pandemic, consolidation continues in the industry and deal flow has returned to a torrid pace, creating an exceptionally attractive market climate for the Alkaline Water Company Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol WTER, the U.S.'s largest independent alkaline water company, and its Alkaline 88 brand, which is now endorsed by Shaquille O'Neal, NBA Hall of Famer, and Papa John's International, NASDAQ ticker PZZA board member. Last year's action included growth equity investor Powerplant Ventures buying Zico Coconut Water from Coca-Cola Company, KO on New York Stock Exchange, and Nestle SA, NSRGY on OTC, acquiring Essentia Water for an estimated $1 billion, a strategic move to strengthen its value-added water business to compete with brands like PepsiCo Incorporated, PEP on NASDAQ, which bolstered its water portfolio with the acquisition of SodaStream in 2018. Only slightly stunted by the pandemic in 2020, M&A in the food and beverage industry should accelerate as competition among majors intensifies and suitable targets dwindle. WTER is now the largest independent alkaline water company in the nation, having reported 2020 FY revenue of $41.1 million, representing 28% year-over-year. Alkaline water is an emerging market expected to reach $1 billion in 2022. On average, each American drank 43.7 gallons of bottled water in 2019, driving sales to $34.6 billion. WTER partners with NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal, who will serve as advisory board member and brand ambassador. Water, water everywhere. Bottled water is hands down the most popular beverage in America by volume, outselling carbonated soft drinks for the fourth straight year in 2019, according to Beverage Marketing Corporation. Sales in 2019 reached $34.6 billion. Data from market research firm Statista shows that 88% of Americans drink water every day and 26% buy name brand water, with every person in America drinking, on average, 43.7 gallons of bottled water in 2019. The megatrend the water majors are now trying to capture is the increasing consumer health consciousness towards enhanced water as a replacement for sugary drinks. The trend accelerated with people on lockdown buying enhanced water for a slew of reasons, but the fact remains that many consumers have now incorporated value-added waters as part of their lifestyle. The Alkaline Water Company Incorporated, trading under ticker symbol WTER on NASDAQ and Canadian Securities Exchange, is the largest independent player in the alkaline water market that is expected to reach $1 billion by next year. As the name implies, the Scottsdale, Arizona-based company specializes in producing drinking water with trace minerals and electrolytes in a higher pH, specifically 8.8, than regular drinking water, which has a neutral pH of 7. The higher pH is believed by advocates to have a bevy of benefits, potentially slowing the aging process, regulating the body's pH level, neutralizing acidity commonly present in some diseases, and deactivating pepsin, a principal culprit in acid reflux. Though the Alkaline Water Company does not make any of these claims. In addition to its flagship Alkaline 88 brand, the company responded to consumer demand by launching a new line of 6 flavor-infused products branded A88 Infused in 2019. The products are sold in an estimated 75,000 retail stores, which, while impressive, leaves plenty of headroom for growth as it represents only 8% of all retail and hospitality outlets available to consumers. The company is aiming for 90,000 to 100,000 retail locations in the next year. Any bigger peer looking for immediate market share could leverage WTER's existing distribution, plus its direct store delivery platform that now reaches over 10,000 customers, combine it with their network, and dominate the alkaline water market segment. Repeat customers a staple. The brand awareness and newfound loyalty during COVID-19 was best exemplified by independent data that showed 31% of the people who drank Alkaline 88 during the 52-week period ended March 6, 2021, were first-time buyers. The same research showed that 47% of the people who tried Alkaline 88 in the last year have purchased it at least 4 times. Part of the reason for the loyalty likely has to do with the social culture of the Alkaline Water Company. Millennials and younger generations are passionate about ethos and factor that into decision-making about purchases. The company adheres to the strictest industry guidelines set forth by individual states, FDA, EPA, and International Bottled Water Association, IBWA. It has retooled its ionization system to use less water and electricity and was the first national company in the industry to offer eco-friendly aluminum packaging options. Shaq's Golden Rule for endorsements. Shaquille O'Neal is known not only for his legendary NBA career and 4 NBA championship rings, but also his business skills that have built his brand's empire. He's widely recognized for his prowess as a marketing influencer, a skill attributed to both his massive fan base and his refined business acumen to be selective in what he endorses and to not dilute his value. Today, Shaq stars in commercials for The General, Icy Hot, Papa John's, Ring, and Carnival Cruise Lines, among other Tier 1 brands. As O'Neal said in a 2018 interview with HBO Real Sports, O'Neal won't promote a product unless he genuinely likes it or uses it himself. Quote, "If I am going to sell it to the people, I have to be honest to the people," end quote. That says a great deal about WTER, as Shaq recently entered a 3-year partnership with the Alkaline Water Company. According to the partnership, O'Neal will join the company as an equity partner and member of the board of advisors. He will also serve as a marquee brand ambassador for Alkaline 88. Quote, "Alkaline 88 is an innovative product in the water category, and I am so excited to partner with the Alkaline Water Company to help raise their game to new heights," said O'Neal. "I am humbled by the opportunity to join the advisory board while also being a brand ambassador," end quote. WTER officials noted that Shaq's track record as a basketball champion and Hall of Famer has translated into similar successes in business and corporate partnerships. Quote, "His reputation as an astute investor, larger-than-life brand partner, and phenomenal ambassador makes this partnership extremely exciting," said Aaron Kieh, chairman of the Alkaline Water Company. "We want to welcome Shaquille to the company's advisory board, and we believe his positive presence and global outreach will enable Alkaline 88 to aggressively push our growth trajectory even faster," end quote. Accelerating an already steep growth curve. With 47% customer retention, the key to Alkaline 88 becoming a household brand is a numbers game that can be won quickly with Shaq on the team, as well as other partnerships and team members the company is building. For example, just months ago, the Alkaline Water Company partnered with Hensley Beverage Company for direct-to-store delivery, DSD, throughout the state of Arizona. In addition, WTER's last full-year financials included record numbers. Q4 2020 revenue reached $12.1 million, representing year-over-year growth of 51%, while full-year growth for 2020 came in at $41.1 million, which comes in at 28% year-over-year growth. These sales figures are particularly relevant in the food and beverage industry as a quantifiable metric of value. Beverage companies traditionally sell between 4 to 6 times gross revenue. In Q3 fiscal 2021, which ended December 31, 2020, the company reported record revenue of $10.2 million, a 20% increase from the year prior quarter. Even factoring zero growth resulting from WTER's recent partnership announcements, which seems extremely unlikely, the company's fiscal year 2021 forecast would be approximately $41 million, holding steady with last year's performance. Currently, WTER's market cap is an estimated $105 million or 2.5 times gross revenue. In a market that has seen segment leaders such as Core and Essentia acquired at highly favorable multiples, the Alkaline Water Company stands out as a potentially undervalued takeover candidate. Majors fork out billions to make billions more. The writing has been on the wall for 2 decades that consumer trends were headed away from sugary drinks and straight toward more flavorful and functional waters that are perceived as far healthier. Beverage companies have had to adapt, and the majors have shown that they're not afraid to open their checkbooks in order to carve back some of the evaporating soda revenue via value-added waters.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.